She's been known as One Tough Cookie and America's Deadliest DA. Lynn Abraham was Philadelphia's longest-serving district attorney and breezed to re-election four times in her 19-year tenure. Katie Colinari has this report on the woman behind the nicknames.
Lynn Abraham is in her element.
I wanted to thank you for coming.
After giving a speech in Chestnut Hill, she says goodbye to a friend from her Germantown high school days and turns to meet an old rival.
Yes, sir.
Number one, Germantown.
Oh, you were Central?
Central.
Oh,
absolutely.
I knew that. I knew you were going
to
tell me that.
It was so hard to listen to that.
I know. I wasn't smart enough to go to girls. What could I tell you?
Oh, sure you were.
No, I know. But
you would have breezed right through.
I think I would have.
It's a funny and somewhat self-effacing moment, ending on a note of highest confidence in herself. Confident and meticulously prepared. That's the Lynn Abraham Arnold Gordon saw in a courtroom around 1970 when she was first starting out as a homicide prosecutor. Gordon remembers watching Abraham cross-examine a witness who began talking about something that happened in a town in upstate Pennsylvania.
And from Lynn's examination of that witness, it was clear that she had gone to that town to visit it in order to become familiar with anything that might come up with the case. And what was impressive about that was that town was not the scene of the crime. The crime obviously occurred in Philadelphia.
20 years later, Gordon would become Abraham's first deputy when she was named district attorney. For 19 years, they oversaw more than 600 prosecutors and staffers. Gordon ran the day-to-day operations, while Abraham was the public face of the office and set the tone for policy.
Lynn and Arnie together, one watchword is an overarching principle, and that is ethics.
Kathy McDonnell is a retired assistant DA and was chief of the legislation unit and chair of the hiring committee under Abraham. Former staffers describe Abraham as an effective manager who hired and fired people based on merit alone, and despite her fierce independence, consulted her staff before making big decisions. McDonnell says she was always dashing off to meet with community groups or participate in block cleanups or attend funerals for crime victims.
I mean, when I would walk down the street with her, people would yell out of buses, people would yell on the street. Hey, I mean, they felt a connection with her. They didn't feel a bad connection, like she's the man, she's going to put us away.
But that is how some Philadelphians did and still do see Abraham. While filing out of a recent mayoral forum, Judith Robinson criticized Abraham's use of the state's civil asset forfeiture law, which allows the DA's office to seize houses allegedly used for drugs and sell them. Robinson, a community activist in North Philly, says sometimes innocent residents in poor neighborhoods ended up being collateral damage.
I understand selling drugs is illegal, it's out of order, but nobody, I guarantee you, asked Lynn Abraham to go and take someone's house.
In 1995, New York Times Magazine dubbed Abraham the deadliest DA because her office sought the death penalty more often than any other in the country. She also sought longer sentences for criminals, which critics say disproportionately affected black men. But Southwest Philadelphia community activist Edith Dixon says Abraham doesn't deserve that criticism because of her devotion to helping crime victims and the poor.
I've heard people say all she's done is lock up black people. And I think that's an unfair assessment. And maybe her way to maybe try to even the scales was to build community, because there's no way you can say that that hasn't happened.
Civil rights lawyer David Radovsky gives her credit for the relationship she built with neighborhood and victims' rights groups. But his chief criticism of Abraham is that she did not apply her hard line on crime to corrupt members of the Philadelphia Police Department.
It was not only kind of a focus on crime and penalty and punishment, it was also the flip side of the coin was ignoring police crimes and ignoring a lot of defects in the system that led to false convictions, to erroneous convictions, and led to very unfair trials.
Abraham defends her record by rattling off a list of all the city departments she did take to task. And while she's unapologetic for her tough-on-crime approach, she says she supports Governor Tom Wolf's moratorium on capital punishment and a recent court ruling that tightened the limits on civil forfeiture. These shifts come from her deep respect for the law, she says. But Radovsky wonders if Abraham has really changed.
I think it's really vision. And I haven't heard so far in this campaign a vision that's very different from what she had 20 years ago.
Another question is whether at 74, she can apply her law and order background to a modern city where education and economic development are the issues of the day. Abraham says she's a quick study and has met with former mayors of Philadelphia and other big cities to prepare herself for the job. But her most important experience, she says, is the one she got as DA. She often saw the city at its worst, but still feels optimistic about its future.
Being out in the community, dealing with people at where they live, that makes you ready to be a leader.
I'm Katie Culinary.